The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's Friday. We made it. The weekend's, I can see it. It's right there. We'll get you all the way to the weekend. Just stick around. We do this until 6 Central Time. You are advised. Stick around for the whole big show. 844-967-2789. You know, as I was starting today, Fancy Brian, I omitted a couple of the more important things. I closed my rundown. And then I closed my social media ideas. You know, all my bright ideas for the show. As I was coming on the air today, I clicked, oh no, don't close that.
That's great.
Now you got to go look for it again. But anyways, let me just throw a couple of the things out there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about the Roger Stone. Lordy, there's tapes. And I would like to characterize them as, let's say, January 6th coup tapes. And then Roger Stone tried to get a bunch of people pardoned. And the January 6th committee says Trump, well, he's been a crimin. And Roger Stone knew. Roger Stone knew. And oh yeah, there's another interesting story, obviously related to Ukraine and the Russian invasion thereof. We know about the American sanctions, the EU sanctions, the worldwide sanctions. But did you know they were grabbing up oligarch yachts? It's going to be a sad summer for oligarch yacht parties. You know, we'll have to get some pontoon boats together this summer down near Waukesha.
That's been a long time coming, and I kind of also enjoy how Jeff Bezos' yacht is also being treated. So I think worldwide, the anti-yacht movement is pretty awesome. Share your yachts or have them destroyed.
And Fancy Brian, there is a new study out. Apparently, drinking shrinks your brain.
Impossible.
But I'm going to do some drinking anyways. That's Wisconsin.
Impossible.
It's nearly the weekend. The happier or perhaps the happier happy hour. I'll be cracking open some adult somethings.
Well, all I know is that Wisconsin has 10 of the top 20 drunkest cities in America. And that would mean that Wisconsin has a lot of shrunken brains.
Well, it shows in the politics. And also, we've got Naomi from In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio. She's going to join me a little bit later. The relaunch of that big Friday night show right here in Madison. She is a high school senior. No booze for her. But Naomi is coming in studio, I believe, to promote the big live event, the relaunch of In Pursuit of Sunshine on the radio. And she's going to do it from now till graduation, which for this young lady comes pretty soon. So anyways, wait for that a little bit later in the show. Don't let her know, but it's the Friday Heidi edition. I thought I'd call it that.
You know, back in my day, you'd have to finish a fifth of Jimmy Beam just to get through calculus. I mean, come on. What kind of high school kids these days aren't drinking? Wait.
The good ones. The college-bound ones. The smart ones.
Yeah.
Like Naomi.
The ones that are actually, you know, productive and useful to our society.
Well, let's talk about Roger Stone. You know, he'll be boozing her up this weekend, especially after this big reporting on the 20-something plus hours of videotape of Roger Stone. Apparently invited documentarians into his life, gave them unique access, you might say, to his dirty politicking. So anyways, I want to get back to the Washington Post reporting thereof. After he left Washington, let's not forget, he got on a private plane from Dulles as the January 6th insurrection was happening. After he left Washington, Stone lobbied for Trump to enact the Stone Plan. Is that kind of like the Stone Cold Steve Austin plan? Yeah, wash your clothes and tie it in cold water.
You get over there and make sure that those insurrection happens.
A blanket presidential pardon to shield himself, of course, Trump's allies in Congress, and the America First Movement from prosecution for trying to overturn the election, according to footage and additional documents reviewed by the Post. So did you catch all that? The co-conspirators, the congressional co-conspirators, well, there's some names named here. We'll get to them in a minute. But the plan, along with the bid by Stone to win pardons for other Trump backers, including convicted mobsters, was ultimately thwarted by White House counsel Pat Cipollone. Pat Cipollone apparently was the guardrail. First it was Dan Quayle, and then it was Pat Cipollone. Stone said in several conversations that were filmed. Clearly, Cipollone effed everybody, Stone told Steve Brown, a friend and in federal prison in Oregon for a fraud conviction, during a call on January 19, 2021. Cipollone was aware of Stone's request for pardons hidden and opposed them, according to a person familiar with the situation, who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss confidential matters. See in prison, Stone wrote that evening in a message to another Trump associate. I mean, you think he knew he was kind of up to his eyeballs in the criminality with some of the others?
It's funny when people who are so powerful and mighty all the time, start panicking.
In an Inauguration Day call with a friend, Stone directed his rage at a man who had confided in him. I bet eventually chided him and consulted with him for decades, denouncing Trump as a disgrace and expressing support for him to be impeached. He betrayed everybody, Stone said. Well, it gets a little worse. Stone, 69, has been a combative Republican strategist for almost half a century. He became notorious for dishonest political attacks when Watergate investigators revealed he was paid to carry out dirty tricks for President Richard Nixon's 1972 re-election campaign, though at the time he was charged with no crime. Stone frequently complained to the Danish filmmakers about reports that inaccurately called him a self-described dirty trickster, but he remains unapologetic for doing whatever is necessary to win. One man's dirty trickster is another man's freedom fighter, he wrote in his 2018 book, Stone's Rules. I hear he's got big stones, Brian. A collection of career lessons, including how voters will believe a big lie if it's kept simple and repeated often enough. Oh, there's more. Lordy, there's tapes and coverage at the Washington Post. It's Friday, we air grievances. I'm leading with this one. And I got my notes now, but it's still the biggest story of the day. So come back with us. We'll continue telling the story to you on the radio. And then you can react at 844-967-2789. It's a Friday. We're going to party Wisconsin style.
Do anything it takes to win.
All I want to do is be able to watch.